Through the monsoon rain, government rangers patrol Belem Temenggor Forest, a mere 12 men, standing between the tigers, elephants and bears who live here, and the increasing number of poachers who roam this 4,000 square kilometre wilderness. Leading the team tonight on a dual mission to monitor elephant numbers and look for snares and traps is Kadir Hashim, Director of Wildlife in Perak State.
The proportion elephant here is more female than male because of the poaching activity. They kill the male because they want to get the tusk. Maybe 10 to 15% only the male, the others are females. So this is what we are worried for. We will try our best to overcome this problem.
Kadir and his men patrol either by foot or by jeep. Although they seldom encounter poachers face-to-face, the number of snares appears to be rising. Last year, they rescued a young tiger cub, caught by a wire cable, but the animal died a week later from injuries sustained in the trap.
They kill tiger to sell parts of the animal to the restaurant or to smuggle to other countries. Poaching in this area is quite rampant. It's a huge area to monitor.
The MEME project is an elephant conservation program run by Nottingham University in partnership with the Malaysian government. At the British School's Kuala Lumpur campus, conservationists and engineers are developing technologies to help monitor both wildlife and poachers in vast forests like those of Perak. Working with colleagues at the conservationdrones.org initiative, the team is even adapting military drones for wildlife management and surveillance, explains research associate Wee Siong Lim, as he prepares to test one in the skies above the school football field.
This particular model, we aim to have a flying time of about 60 minutes and cover about 50 kilometres. The infrared camera should allow us to penetrate through the treetops, the canopies, and see what is underneath the wildlife and poachers.
Ironically, the more successful conservationists become, the more it could lead to conflicts between wildlife and humans, competing for scarce resources like land, food and water. Even without the widespread adoption of cutting-edge technologies, Rahim Bonoun, chief of an indigenous community in Belem Temenggor, says such conflicts are already a problem. He explains that his village lies on the edge of the forest, and safety has improved in the last year since an electric fence was erected to keep elephants away. But, he says, they still try to break in to eat the villagers' crops. Dr. Ahimsa Campos Arthith, MEME's lead investigator, demonstrates a computer program that shows how, using camera-armed drones and GPS, it may soon be possible to provide even the most rural villages with early warning of roaming and predatory animals.
Well, what we see is an animation of our data collected through GPS satellite collar on the elephant, so we can see how the elephant is moving on the landscape. Technology is allowing us to do things that 15 years ago we would not expect.
Widespread adoption of such applications would help keep villagers safe and manage wildlife populations. But with iconic species like the orangutan, the tapir and Javan rhino closer than ever to disappearing from Malaysia, researchers say the war against poachers remains the most urgent application for new technology.
Wildlife poaching is an arms race. At the same time that we acquire new tools, they also do, and we need to stay one step ahead of them.
Back on the Nottingham football field, another drone is prepared for flight. Whether this high-tech tool can help bring peace in the struggle between animals, villagers and poachers remains unclear. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.